someone had been sick for a while, he'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit.
Several expressions you could use it. Puny.
Okay. One. Someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and
healthier. Big and husky.
Well, he's not weak, he's
big and strong.
How strong different from husky?
I don't think there can be any difference.
What if someone's getting a little bit overweight, but they're still strong? You call them?
Well, I've heard fat people referred to it, tells me as, boy, he sure is husky or something like that.
What about stout?
Stout, yes, I've heard that too. That's just being strong.
It doesn't give you the impression of overweight?
No. Well, some people, I've heard say that. Maybe. Sort of joke for me.
Do you ever hear the word stout used to describe butter that's turning bad?
No.
And someone who's always smiling doesn't lose his temper.
Good natured.
And someone like a teenage boy who seems to be just all arms and legs.
He's gawky or gangling.
Okay. And he's always stumbling and dropping things. You'd say that he's
clumsy.
Huh?
Clumsy.
And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain?
Oh, nut or idiot or...
Do you ever call him a fool?
Yes.
How would you use that?
Well, you would just say he's a fool to try to do that, or he's a fool for trying that, yes.
Does fool sound very insulting, or would it?
I wouldn't think so.
A person who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money.
Tight.
Or he's
chinchy.
Huh?
Tight or chinchy.
Or you call him a what?
Tightwad.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, I hate to try to describe that. They're just maybe a low class of people.
You just call them a... You said that they're what?
Well, they're just common people.
What if you said that a girl is common? What would that mean?
Well, it means she might be going out with quite a few boys. And
okay. And an old person who still gets around real well, has a lot of energy. For their age, they're still awfully...
Well, you could say frisky or...
And take your children out later than usual. You say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Well, upset or worried or...
Well, you wouldn't feel easy.
Concerned or uneasy, is that what you want?
Okay. And someone else would say, they'll be home all right, just don't...
Worry about it.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark, I'm...
Afraid.
And...
Scared too, I would have to say that.
Okay. You'd say, I don't see why she's afraid now. She
used to not be.
Okay. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You'd say that they shouldn't be so
careless.
And say if you were taking a trip somewhere and you had small children in the car, they kept asking you when they were going to get there. You'd say, well, just relax. We'll be there. We'll be there when?
When we get
there. Did you ever say
bye and bye? I've heard it, yes. I might have said it, yes.
How do you hear it, you?
Oh, well, we'll get there bye and bye.